evening. That completes our public hearings for the evening, and moving on to other business. First item of other business is subdivision 2018-14, Lands of Shockley, final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the creation of one lot from a larger parcel measuring 57.7 acres plus or minus at the end of an existing road, Edgewood Avenue, within the Sussex Estates subdivision. While this new parcel will not be part of the Sussex Estates subdivision, it will have access via Edgewood Avenue. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, Tax Parcel 232, Map 6, Parcel 63.
All righty.
Oh, this person on the
trial. Oh, I think you're up.
Okay. So does staff have all of the?
Yes, it's okay. The only reason you get to see a final subdivision plan is so, when we have all agency approvals. So if you want to choose, it would just be to approve the final subdivision plan.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, in regard to 2018-14, Lands of Shockley, I move for approval of the final subdivision plan.
A second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the final subdivision plan for subdivision 2018-14, Lands of Shockley, as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, our next item is Canal Corcoran LLC, change of zone number 1852, final site plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the creation of 8 lots out of 2 lots that are part of the Canal Corcoran subdivision. On July 26, 2018, Planning Commission voted to recommend approval of the change of zone application. On August 14, 2018, County Council voted to approve change of zone 1852 with the addition of 2 conditions for the new lots regarding the wetlands contained on the new parcels. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. The zoning is MR, Medium Residential District. Tax parcels consist of District 334, Map 13, Parcel 1318, 1319, and 1320.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion for approval of the final site plan for Canal Corcoran LLC, change of zone number 1852.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the final site plan for Canal Corcoran LLC, change of zone number 1852 as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carrie, your next item is subdivision 2017-3, Majestic Meadows, formerly known as River Rock Glen, revised subdivision plan.
This is a revised subdivision plan for a 26 single family lot subdivision. On July 12th of last year, the Commission granted revised subdivision plan approval for this subdivision, showing the removal of the sidewalk on one side of the street. The layout of the stormwater management areas and the layout of lot number 19 has since been revised to address comments from Sussex Conservation District. The revised subdivision plan complies with the zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. Staff are in receipt of all required agency approvals in relation to the changes. The tax district is the zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and the tax parcel ID is District 235, Map 22, Parcel 19.00.
So I just want to
approve the revised subdivision plan.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to 2017-03, Majestic Meadows, formerly known as River Rock Glen, I move for approval of the revised subdivision plan.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the revised subdivision plan for subdivision 2017-03 Majestic Meadows, formerly known as River Rock Glen. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2004-17, the Villages of Red Mill Pond South, revised subdivision plan.
This is a revised final subdivision plan for the villages at Red Mill Pond South. The plan was originally approved by the Commission at its meeting of March 20th of last year. The record plan is being revised to reflect the addition of a landscape plan and an updated entrance. When the utility provider was expanding along Route 9, a utility pole was placed in the location of where the proposed entrance would be, and the plans have subsequently had to be revised. The plan now complies with the zoning and subdivision code and all conditions of approval, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and the tax parcel is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 170. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I move for approval of the revised subdivision plan number 2014, excuse me, 2004-17, the villages at Red Mill Pond South, by staff upon all agency approvals. Go back to staff, right?
On that. This is a...
If not, we'll figure it out.
It's okay.
No, it's not an RPC, it's a subdivision.
Yeah, right.
But it's just a revised subdivision, so...
That's all you have to do.
It's already been recorded, so it...
Just approve the revised plan, which it sounds like you've done.
Second.
And there we go.
Yeah.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to approve the revised subdivision plan for subdivision 2004-17, the villages at Red Mill Pond South. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Just on that, this shows that it's easier to redesign a whole entrance than it is to move a utility pole. I can tell you that.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah, you don't move a pole.
Crazy. I mean, it's not easy redesigning an entrance or doing a subdivision over either.
Okay, our next item is site plan 18-39 on Route 24, CJ LLC, Colonial Oaks LLC, revised site plan.
This is a revised site plan for a 104-room hotel to be located on John J. Williams Highway. The footprint of the hotel has been revised with the addition of deluxe rooms, forcing the building, adjacent lot lines and parking east of the site to maintain the fire lane on the west side of the building. A note has been added on the plan and the parking in front is shown so that the parking will be provided when deemed necessary by the owner. An additional entrance has also been added off Route 24. The previous site plan has been given preliminary approval by the Commission at its meeting of May 10th of last year. The zoning district is C1, general commercial. The tax parcel ID is District 334, map 12, parcels 57.03, 57.07, and 57.08, and staff are awaiting agency approvals for the changes.
Excuse me, gentlemen, if you'd like to have a meeting, I would prefer that you do it out in the lobby because we can hear you up here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, regard to S1839, Route 24, CJ LLC, Colonial Oaks LLC. I move for approval of the revised site plan with...
final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
So moved.
I second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the revised site plan for the Route 24, CJ LLC, Colonial Oaks LLC, with the final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is site plan 18-71, Baywood Garden Villas, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a 209-unit multifamily development located on a 17.48-acre parcel accessed from Long Neck Road, that's Route 23, for a density of 11.96 dwelling units to the acre. The site plan is for phase one of a larger development, with a future phase showing as being located to the north of the 209 units proposed. The site plan shows the 209 units split into 10 separate buildings, with a total number of 406 parking spaces shown to be provided, with 35 of the parking spaces being contained within single-story garage structures. The preliminary site plan complies with the zoning code. The zoning district is C1, general commercial. The tax parcel ID is District 234, map 23, parcels 273.05 and 270, and it is part of that parcel. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I move for approval of S-18-71 Baywood Garden Villas for the preliminary site plan with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve site plan of 1871 Baywood Garden Villas as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is site plan 18-88, BB Healthcare, Rehoboth, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a four-story, 135,000 square foot surgical hospital with parking and other site improvements located off Warrington Road. The zoning district is I1, institutional district. The preliminary site plan complies with the zoning code. The tax parcel ID is District 334, map 12, parcel 125.00. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. I would note this site has a variance for the height and it also has the interconnectivity required as per DLDOT. So.
There's quite a bit of interconnectivity. It sort of ties that whole site together.
That's good.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to S-1888, BV Healthcare, Rehoboth, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
A second.
Moved and seconded to approve site plan 18-88, BV Healthcare, Rehoboth, as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is site plan 18-90, Selco, DOV Hollyville, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 151-foot monopole cell tower and a 50-by-60-foot fenced-in telecommunications compound located at 22602 Harbison Road. A special use exception, 12,201, was granted for the use and structure at their meeting on September 17, 2018. The site will access the facility through an existing entrance located on tax parcel 234, map 10, parcel 70.07. The preliminary site plan complies with all zoning requirements, tax parcel 234, map 10, parcel 70.06 and 70.07. The zoning is C1 general commercial.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to S-1890, Selco DOV, Hollyville, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second.
It's moved and seconded to approve site plan 1890 Selco DOV Hollyville preliminary site plan as a preliminary with the final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, referring back to our public hearings this evening, our first public hearing was subdivision 2018-24 Goodwill Farm.
I make a motion to defer.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2018-24 Goodwill Farm. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2155 Stokely Materials LLC.
On this one, just real quick for the benefit of the commissioners, I think this may be the first borrow pit that you all have seen from scratch in a while. Actually, our code in the conditional use section of the code, that's one of the conditional uses that probably has the most guidelines in the code. So, and I know you're going to defer, but we usually, and we have a pretty consistent set of conditions for borrow pits that are based on the code and based on sort of how they've evolved over the time. So, even though I know you, I jumped in front of you, Mr. Hopkins, but just a little bit of background on that so we can get consistent.
And just a little more perspective, borrow pits often are contentious.
Yeah.
I was really surprised that there was no opposition this evening. But because of that, we've taken it very seriously, and we have a set of conditions that kind of go virtually with every borrow pit, and it just takes our council a little time to put that together. So.
Great. Okay. I thought it was a good presentation.
Mm, yeah.
CU 2155, Mr. Chairman, in regard to CU 2155 Stokely Materials LLC, I move that we defer for further consideration.
I second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2155 Stokely Materials LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing we did act on, so that takes us to change of zone number 1870 Karak Rehoboth 3 LLC.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to CZ 1870 Karak Rehoboth 3 LLC, I move we defer for further consideration.
I second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1870 Karak Rehoboth 3 LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Does anyone have anything else for the good of the order? Staff, Ms. Cornwell?
No.
I think so.
Counselor?
Congratulations, Mr. Hopkins. You got reappointed.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Party congratulations. Yeah,
commiserations.
I was finally able to rest.
Yeah. I can sleep at night.
And I think we're going to maybe get a new commissioner.
Yeah.
Soon.
Looks like we're going to get a new one soon.
I hope so.
And on those happy notes, we stand.